In her final interview from this year's Book Expo, Susan Robb spoke with the award-winning author-illustrator David Shannon, who has given us such books about the extraordinary, ordinary lives of young children as Oops, David Gets in Trouble, and A Bad Case of Stripes. Here he is explaining the origins of and reading from his latest book, Alice the Fairy.
Well, Alice the Fairy is based on my daughter Emma. When she was about 5 years old, she was Alice in Wonderland for Halloween. And after Halloween, she continued to wear a costume. And she added some wings that her grandmother made and announced that now she was Alice the Fairy. And that's where the story comes from. And this is how it starts. My name is Alice. I'm a fairy. I'm not a permanent fairy. I'm a temporary fairy. You have to pass a lot of tests to be a permanent fairy. I have wings so I can fly. I can't fly very high yet, but I can fly really fast. And the picture shows Alice running along the ground with her wings on. This is my magic wand, and this is my blanket. Fairies use magic wands to change frogs into princes and things like that. I changed my dad into a horse. One time, my mom made cookies for my dad, so I turned them into mine. And that's a true story. Of course, they were my cookies. They were supposed to be, anyway.
Now tell me about your characters. When you're looking to come up with a new book, or where do they come from? Is it something that you suddenly think, oh, now I want to write a book about a certain topic, and then you imagine what the characters would be? Or are these characters, you know, characters that show up in some way?
These are pretty much characters that just show up. I find that if I try to write a book about something, it gets really stiff. I just let the story wander around a little bit and try to let it tell me what it's going to be about. And sometimes I take things from real life, like my dog or my daughter, or even myself, like with No David. That's based on a book I made when I was a little kid. But other times, it's just something that pops into my head. My editor calls it getting a visit from the story fairy, speaking of fairies.